Last fall, former Koss Corporation executive Sue Sakdiva pleaded guilty to embezzling $34 million from the company. She spent a lot of the cash on expensive watches, necklaces, and other items. The U.S. Marshal's Office has hired an auction company to begin selling the goods to help Koss regain some of the lost funds. Auctioneer Jason Zepniewski says careful consumers can find good deals at the Milwaukee auction this Saturday.
You have to inspect it and make your evaluation on what you see in the basis of the knowledge that you have, you know, at the time of the purchase. But the draw of the auction is that the prices are much less than if you were to walk into a retail store.
A catalog for tomorrow's event lists estimated price ranges for the items. Most are in the hundreds or thousands of dollars. The U.S. Marshal for Eastern Wisconsin is Kevin Carr. He says it's unusual to offer a large set of items from one criminal case.
This case had such public interest and involved such a large number of items that it was thought to be desirable to demonstrate to the public, this is your government at work and this is one of the functions that we perform on your behalf in order to make whole victims of crime as much as we can.
Federal officials also held an auction last fall of items purchased by convicted Ponzi scheme architect Bernard Madoff. The Sakdiva auction will be conducted both in person and online. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.